It's time now for your comments. We start with a few corrections. We gave credit where credit was not due.
If it sounds country, man, that's what it is. It's a country song.
In a recent story, we said Janis Joplin wrote the song Me and Bobby McGee. While her version is certainly famous, the song was written by Kris Kristofferson.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the trains.
A little north of Baton Rouge, some listeners in the Midwest were left with a sour taste after a story in our Farmer's Market series. We said that Washington State grows more cherries than any other place. Washington produces more sweet cherries, but if you add in tart cherries as well, then Michigan is the nation's cherry capital.
Many listeners were big fans of our interview yesterday with Mark Lynch. He talked about his article on foreignpolicy.com comparing a feud between rappers Jay-Z and The Game to international politics. In his case, Jay-Z would be the U.S. and The Game would be Iran or North Korea. Jennifer Cork commented online, "This story made me wish that I was a high school social studies teacher. What a great way to illustrate what's going on in the world."
And then there was Phyllis Covelli of Pittsburgh, who wrote, "I just had to comment about the ridiculous piece you just did about rap and rappers comparing their craft to international powers moving within the realm of power politics. In addition to the silliness of two grown honkies breathlessly talking rap and rappers, you made an error in the entire premise of your piece. Rap and rappers," she says, "do not operate within the context of the international power politics paradigm which you attempted to superimpose on them. They operate," she says, "within the context of organized crime."
One NPR listener wrote on our website, "Jay-Z and The Game are like foreign policy. I can't wait to see how Britney Spears and the Pussycat Dolls are like cancer research, or how the reunion of New Kids on the Block parallels how Russia is again consolidating power. Can I search your archives for a story about how Bobby Sherman mirrored the Tet Offensive?" Whatever your beef with Morning Edition, we want to hear about it. Go to NPR.org and click Contact Us.